talk show hosts want to charge you for accessing their sites, ours, we give to you, freetalklive.com. We'll take your calls about absolutely anything. That is the point of the program. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. We'll start out tonight with a soapbox episode. We have this new phone line that we've set up. It's basically a voicemail line, and it allows you to leave a message if you are not able to, for whatever reason, call the show live. That's the best way to get on the air on this program. But you can leave a message and, you know, go on a rant or comment on something that we've said on the air, ask a question, you know, whatever it is that you think might be worthy of putting on the radio. And most of you probably aren't going to get on just because it's a caller-based show and we just don't have much time to play these things. But now and then, we'll share them with you. You can call the Soapbox anytime, 24 hours, day or night, at 603-722-0AMP. That's 603-722-0AMP. And that'll get you through to the Soapbox. And like a real Soapbox, sometimes people will listen, sometimes they won't, in that sometimes we'll put it on the air, and sometimes we won't. So we'll start out with one of those, and then maybe go to an email or two, and of course take your calls about absolutely anything. Here is this very, very important Soapbox question.
This is Private from Private City, USA. I'm a free stater. Just wanted to say that today I got two things in the mail. One from the Republicans, one from the Democrats, and it was both propaganda to fill it out, whether or not that you wanted health care, and there are different views, and I wiped both of them in my dog's poo and sent them back via U.S. mail. I just want to know if I'm going to have trouble or not. Thanks.
Well, what do you think, Mark? Is he going to have trouble?
No. I don't think so.
Odds are good that whatever it is you sent back didn't have your name on it, I imagine. If it did have your name on it, then maybe something could come out of that, but it doesn't seem very likely because there'd be no way to prove that it was you that actually wiped the poo on those things. For all they know, it was the mail carrier that wiped the poo. One of the things you might want to do if you're going to be wiping poo on political propaganda is to drop it in one of those blue mailboxes. That way it's not coming actually out of your house, so someone can actually specifically say, like the postal carrier can know that you're doing this kind of nasty stuff. I don't know if the poor postal carriers, even though they are government bureaucrats, really deserve to have to deal with that necessarily. So
they didn't send it out.
They didn't send it out?
The postal carriers.
Right. But they have to carry it around.
And they're probably the only ones that are really going to deal with it. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
That in the mailroom people.
Yeah, do you think that's going to actually make it to the delivery point? Is something with poo wiped on it actually going to end up making it to where you've sent it?
Seems really unlikely to me.
But on the other hand, just kind of outside of the poo aspect of this, which I understand and I can't say I blame the guy, but on the other side of that, actually dropping business reply cards in the mail, which may have been what this is, the big parties, I don't know this, I don't really get stuff from them. Do you, Mark? Do you get anything from the Republicans?
I get it from local politicians. I'm on some list or another for the Republicans, and I believe my wife is on some list for the Democrats.
Well, I know that with the Libertarian Party, I recall there was some business reply mail that they have where, if I'm sure you've seen this stuff, you put something in the business reply mail envelope, and it says that you don't have to put postage on it. You can just send it, and essentially it's kind of like the business pays when they receive that mail, as I understand it.
Yes.
So it's like a toll-free line except for mail, basically, so you don't have to pay to send whatever it is you're sending back in. If the Republicans or Democrats were to send you some business reply mail, not even filling it out, just dropping that back in the mail, is going to cost them 40 cents or 30 cents or whatever their bulk rate is.
But the politicians themselves get, the incumbents get free mail, though, right?
That's true, but he didn't say it came from a politician.
No,
he said it came from the Republican and Democrat parties.
Well, he said from the Republicans and from the Democrats. So
okay, you know. Well, but he didn't say it was a candidate. But you're
but it
right.
Could very well be.
I understand that, Mark. What you're saying is that candidates get free mail. You are correct about that.
Well, no, incumbent candidates. Get free mail.
Thank you. Yes, incumbent candidates get free mail. You are correct about that. I doubt they would be really campaigning this early out. I don't know how far in advance of the political election that those incumbents can actually get the free mail option. So I'm not sure what all the rules are there. But either way, if you get business reply mail, whoever it is that you are replying to has to pay that bill. And if it's coming from a political party, then drop it right back in the mail. At the very least, it'll cost them 30-something cents or whatever the bulk rate is, and doesn't really cost you much time, but just walk out to your mailbox and put that sucker back out there.
I suppose.
Or write them a nasty message and drop that in the mail. But wiping poo is just going to upset your postal delivery person, and I know they're government bureaucrats, but they're the kind of government bureaucrats that are just, you know, they just have a job, and they're looking to get a paycheck, and they're some of the... They're the least some of the least offensive, I guess, of the government bureaucrats, the people that are actually walking the routes, dropping mail off at the street level.
I'm also of the opinion that we're going to win the hearts and minds through love, not through hate. And the poo wiping thing, although I must say I understand where he's coming from, and maybe this certainly this is political propaganda is good for nothing but poo wiping, but
yeah.
That's not the way it's going to show up to the people that we have to convince, you know, the people whose hearts and minds we have to convince, have to win, and I don't think that's the way to go about it. I don't recommend it.
The toll-free number is 800-259-9231, but can you get in trouble for actually wiping something in your dog's poo and sending that through the mail? I have no idea. Maybe you have an answer for that. At 800-259-9231, I think he said his name was Private from Private USA or something like that. Obviously, somebody who does not want to reveal anything. We'll go to Frank in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Frank.
Good evening. No, it was very funny hearing the excremental sort of philosophical, political, discourse of protest. But I think you're much better off if you use, let's say, animal, like a dog or a cat poo, because they can never trace the DNA.
Yeah, that's what he did.
He wiped it in his dog's poo.
And also with this notion of heightened terrorism alert, I think that would become a biological weapon, which could actually come under the Patriot Act and the Homeland Security Act. And
you are a thinker, Frank, and I appreciate you bringing that up. You're absolutely right. I mean, I wouldn't put it past the federal government.
You guys are too young to remember, but when the CIA's little comic book was published by the Grove Press regarding how to overthrow the Sandinistas, they had a section where they have diagrams because a lot of the people, in a sense, were, not literate. So they had, like, cartoons what to do. And one was to take your feces and, like, dump them in, a water area, like a reservoir or something. Then it becomes a biological weapon and a health hazard. And they had everything, all sorts of nasty things to do. And that was thanks to the U.S. taxpayers that paid for that. And the Grove Press published the book in, I believe, 1983 or 1984. And, it's sort of our tax dollars at work. And I always say when you do things like that, it comes back to bite you on the gluteus maximus. Oh, and
dear.
Certainly...
Yeah,
it may.
Frank, so what you're saying is when you kind of take revenge on people that karma comes back around?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to be very honest. I mean, that book under, the Homeland Security Act and the Patriot Act is a violation of law, and it would define those that had it or created it as terrorists. And that's what I always said about the CIA. Under the definition of terrorism in the Homeland Security Act, Military Commissions Act of 2006 and the Patriot Act, the only agency that fulfills all the requirements for terrorism is the CIA.
Well,
the
actually, right. The entire U.S. government really fulfills your requirements because the definition of terrorism is the use of violence and threats to intimidate or coerce,
especially
for political purposes. Thanks, Frank, for the call. Always appreciate it. 800-259-9231. So, come on.
I love it.
It is great.
It beats the heck out of my tittering laugh.
So Frank's suggesting here that a dog poo wiped political paper that you've sent through the mail could be considered a biological weapon. You never know these days. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL, you are paying way too much. It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider. DSL Extreme is fast, and at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees.
Service restrictions apply.
Call 1-866-2-GET-NET. That's 1-866-2-GET-NET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/CARHARTT. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger rifle today.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet Spy products today. Because video...
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to 2/3 of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a Facebook profile. You can go and become a fan at facebook.freetalklive.com. That is facebook.freetalklive.com. And, of course, enjoy the full Free Talk Live website, all for free at freetalklive.com. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has 5 days of firearms training waiting for you, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. That's frontsight.com. As we continue taking your phone calls about what you want, Craig is in Kentucky. Craig, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
How are y'all doing tonight?
Craig, great. What's on your mind?
Health care reform.
Okay.
There must be some type of health care to reform. And here, now this is from my own personal experience. Two times I've been to the doctor. I've been in the hospital one time for a heart-related problem, and they give me an internal specialist instead of a cardiologist.
What's an internal specialist?
An internalist. I mean, he's an internal specialist doctor. I guess it's what an internalist does. But I mean, he's not a cardiologist.
Okay.
That's the problem I had. I can't be specific about his job because I don't want to tell you something that may not be correct.
All right.
And this was at a local hospital. And the other time was at a hospital in another city in the state, and I underwent a procedure for a heart-related problem. It was a cardiac cath, and now I've got problems resulting from that.
Oh dear!
And I can't even get anybody to talk to me about resolving the situation. And the reason I bring this up, if there's no standard of care, I mean, what are we going to do? We're not going to be able to make it to a health care reform.
Well, I guess I'm a little confused. When you say standard of care, what are you talking about?
I mean the standard provided. There should be a standard or a minimum level of care that a doctor provides.
So you feel like when you went in to get the treatment that you weren't given what you had expected to receive and were pretty put off by that?
Absolutely.
And now, were you paying cash, or were you an insurance client, or were you on welfare?
No, sir. I'm on disability.
Okay.
I am on a disability, but I pay out of pocket expenses too. I also pay cash.
Okay, as far as standards are concerned, I would love to have somebody who is in the medical industry maybe call in and talk about that. I imagine that as in a lot of industries, there are standards that do exist, but clearly just because there are standards doesn't mean that you will always be satisfied with the level of service that you receive. Are you suggesting, I don't want to put words in your mouth, so I'm just asking for clarification. Are you suggesting that the government should set those standards?
No, I'm not suggesting that at all, but I am suggesting when you go to the doctor that they should provide adequate health care. I am suggesting that because, listen, it's going to cost me more money and it's going to cost them more money. When you go to the doctor, if they'll provide adequate service, then you can take care of the problem when you go instead of coming home and having to go back to another doctor. See, that's double trouble for everybody.
Yeah, it's got to be frustrating. I think we've had somebody call about this before where you go into the doctor, you expect to get some sort of diagnosis and maybe get a fix for your problem, hopefully, but if they don't solve your issue, if they don't know what to diagnose you as, you usually still have to pay them for not knowing anything. And
yeah.
I can see that would be pretty frustrating.
Well, that's not the whole deal. The problem is if you go to the hospital and your pulse rate is down, is 39, and that's what mine was, 39. I had chest pain. I was admitted to the hospital with chest pain and a pulse rate of 39, and then they don't let you see a cardiologist, and they have cardiologists on staff.
It's weird.
I mean, that's my problem. And also, I contacted lawyers about this in the area.
I was going to say, what about a lawsuit?
Nobody will even talk to me.
Wow.
And look, I have a problem with this. And here's my problem. If there's no redress of grievances anymore. Now, listen, somebody could sue me and probably destroy me, and that would be fine.
Mm-hmm.
But when I try to seek some type of redress of grievance, nothing.
There's nothing to be found.
And I'm upset. I tell you, I'm upset about this.
Yeah, it's,
I don't blame you.
It's just, I mean, the government has made it so the big businesses are very insulated from, you know, lawsuits. The way the judicial system's set up and the way the corporations are protect everybody. It's very difficult.
Yeah, and I hate to bring this up as far as myself because I don't want to seem selfish, but if any, everybody should understand that if this is not happening in your area, it's soon to happen.
The healthcare system is a mess, and you've experienced obviously some of the more broken aspects of it. Some of it still functions, obviously. People are still getting some level of healthcare, but they're paying through the nose for it. And, you know, the question, of course, becomes, well, how do you help? How can Craig's situation be remedied? How can something happen with your situation, Craig, that can make things better? And I don't know the answer to that. Like you said, you've talked to lawyers. They don't want to take the case. You'd think that a lawyer would be all over, you know, some sort of malfeasance possibility with dealing with doctors because there's definitely money there for them to go after. So very strange that they, you know, that they didn't want. Did the lawyers give you reasoning for why they didn't want to touch it?
They didn't even want to talk to me, but the reason they didn't want to touch it is because of these big corporations. I mean, that's what it is. We've been taken over by corporations here in Kentucky, and I'm going to say it. I don't care what they say. They've taken over. They've got their representatives at Frankfurt. It's not the people's representatives anymore. It's the corporation's representatives.
Well, that may be an accurate statement, but I don't know if the people were ever represented because I don't think that's possible. I don't think it's possible for, I mean, even in the absence of corporations, I don't think that it's possible for one person to represent more than themselves or perhaps one other person accurately. I think that once you get three people in the same room trying to get someone to represent them on things, then you're going to have, internecine conflicts that are just not going to be resolvable, at least in many cases.
Well, that's true. I agree with you, and it's just going to get worse. I don't see it getting any better. I really don't. And
well, certainly not with this government around. It's not going to get better. I mean, as you say, the proposals that are on the table, whether it's from the Republicans or the Democrats, are not going to make things better. They're just going to increase the government's control over the industry, and that's going to entrench those corporations even further. And the corporations love government. The corporations exist at the pleasure of government. A corporation is a creation of the government, with the exception, of course, for the corporation known as the government. But the corporations are basically the government's little servants, and also kind of in a reverse fashion, the government is the servant of the corporations, the ones that are the most influential,
the ones that are giving campaign contributions and paying the lobbyists. It's a government by the lobbyists for the lobbyists.
I wish I had good news for you, Craig. I thank you for the call, and the only thing I can say is if we want better health care in America, we have to get rid of the federal government. Really.
No, at the very least, get them out of our health care.
Right. We might as well get rid of them because both of those tasks are pretty monumental. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want.
Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free handgun.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need need the magic yellow flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the magic yellow flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The magic yellow flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit magicyellowflyer.com. That's magicyellowflyer.com. Put the magic yellow flyer to work for you today. Visit magicyellowflyer.com.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have. It's a scary world we live in. Schools closed, businesses shut down, and reports of death all from the swine flu. We've had more bank failures this year than the previous 10 years combined. And money will soon be more valuable as toilet paper due to the nation's $12 trillion debt, which is why gold is now over $1,000 an ounce. According to the Atlanta Fed chief, unemployment is actually 16%. And the solution for every one of these threats to your family is food security from eFoods Direct. Call 1-800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com. Food security for your family from the new Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct. Just add water, and in minutes your family will enjoy gourmet restaurant taste, health food quality ingredients, and a guaranteed 10-year shelf life. Food security from eFoods Direct. The most valuable protection your family can have, even more valuable than gold. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We have a bulletin board system. It's a forum that you can utilize. It's totally free. Just go there and enjoy over 490,000 posts. It's all there for you at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live has joined up with Midas Resources, our syndicator, GCN, and to offer you gold and silver at greatly reduced prices. All you have to do is go to gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com, and we have several choices that I have picked out personally as what I consider to be good starter coins. You don't have to know a lot about numismatics in order to get these. These are the idea here is to get into your hand gold and silver, not collector's coins. Go to gold.freetalklive.com.
Let's continue taking your calls about anything and go to Don listening in Pennsylvania to a microstation somewhere out there. Don, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I love the show. Thank you for having me on.
Thanks, Don. Where in Pennsylvania are you, if I might ask?
I'm in northwestern Pennsylvania, town called Meadville.
Great. All right, so what's on your mind tonight?
Okay, well, in a way, it's a couple of things. One is on healthcare. I can bring that up second. But you mentioned the existence of corporations, okay? The corporation in and of itself is not the enemy here. It's just the crooked people that mess around with corporations and pull financial fraud and, you know, black hat cheating tactics with corporations. The corporation itself is just a business tool. It's like saying cars are evil because people drink and drive.
Well, sure. You're right about that. A corporation isn't anything more than a file folder. That's really all it is. It's nothing more than a concept. But point of information, the point of a corporation is usually to limit liability. It's usually to protect the individuals who are creating that corporation from the consequences of the actions of their business.
Well, to some extent, but it's also it protects them from just the judicial system, which in and of itself is tyrannical and bent towards the direction of people who have money and people who don't. I've heard in the past, somebody made a statement about the injustice of the O.J. Simpson trial back a decade ago, and to me, and I said, no, the system worked exactly as it was supposed to. It protected the rich person over the person who didn't have as much money. That's what the system's for.
Mm. It seems that way, yeah. Now, on the healthcare issue, you guys know that they're not going to listen to us people as far as what they're doing with their agenda on the healthcare issue. But, you know, it may also be a distracting tactic to the Copenhagen Treaty that's going on right now.
What's that?
Have you heard of that?
I have not, no. Fill me in.
The Copenhagen Treaty is a nightmare. It is a nightmare. Just do a YouTube search for Copenhagen Treaty. And
give me the rundown for all of our listeners that don't. Give me the rundown for listeners that don't have the internet. Give me the executive summary. What is it?
The Copenhagen Treaty is basically the world government that will repeal the Constitution. We can't rescind it later. Future generations can't rescind it. It's all via environmentalism, and it's going to pretty much be a nightmare where we've lost our sovereignty this coming December. It's really something that must be stopped.
What sovereignty did you have right now? I mean,
okay. Yeah, well, I have my personal sovereignty, bro.
Right. I'm always in favor of personal sovereignty, too, and I support that. So my question is, a lot of people out there are very obedient to the federal government because they're afraid. You know, they're afraid that the IRS is going to come after them if they stop paying taxes. I think people that are not satisfied with the federal government should stop paying taxes personally. I think that if enough people did it, they wouldn't be able to lock everybody up. But that aside, are you somebody who pays federal taxes?
You want me to say that on air?
We don't know who you are. It's up to you.
Oh, okay. Well, no, I don't.
Okay, I don't either.
Just so you know.
Right. I don't either.
And I do so legally. I don't pay them by law.
Well, I don't know if it's legal or not. I don't really care what their laws say. I just don't. You know, I don't want to pay for criminal activity. I don't want to pay for killing people around the world. I don't want to, you know, pay for extortion and violence. And that's what the government does best.
I hear you.
Question
that's why
is,
I like your show.
What do you think about the idea of these docile, obedient Americans that do pay taxes? Do you think that if this Copenhagen Treaty actually creates a world government, I'm just taking you at your word, obviously I've done no research into it, but let's presume it creates some sort of world government and they start collecting taxes or attempt to collect taxes from the American people. Do you think that a lot of Americans that talk a good game about being opposed to taxes will actually stop paying taxes if something like that were to occur?
I'm glad you brought that up, because the way they're going to bring in their taxes with the Copenhagen Treaty and such is going to be through, a lot of it's going to be through what you purchase. So it's going to be really hard to eat and not pay that tax.
Oh, man.
The carbon credit taxes.
That's insidious.
Huh? Oh,
that's insidious.
Yeah,
it's going to be like a value-added tax or whatever they call it?
I believe so, yes. Now, I don't know all the terms. I'm no economist, but...
The value-added tax is a nasty, it's just a nasty term because it makes it sound like taxes somehow add value, but it's, of course, nonsense. What the value-added tax is a very European-style tax where at every level of the production process, essentially every time a product leaves one company and is purchased by another, so, you know, if you've got a tree manufacturer or a tree-growing company that sells their trees to or their pulp to a paper company, you know, at that level, that first sale, it's taxed, the value-added tax is added in there, and then if the paper company sells its paper to a wholesaler, the value-added tax gets added in again, and every step through the business, I guess, the growth phase of any given product that's being manufactured, they add that in, and that, you're right, that would be an insidious way for them to implement such a tax. And then it would really be on the American businessmen, who are also a very docile, obedient group, actually not collect the VAT tax. Because if businessmen wouldn't be collectors for the federal government, or in this case a world government, then they would be completely unable to accomplish what they're doing.
Well, now, we business people have done it for all this time. Through all these decades of conditioning, keep all that in mind, we business people have done it pretty much in the past to pay off the government thugs, to keep them off of our backs, so we pay a little bit of a tax to keep them out of our hair, and we can operate our business, make our profit, and hopefully prosper. So, again, it's not us business people that are screwing this country. We business people are the ones that are, we're just folks out here, like all your, all the rest of your listeners. We're people, and
you're
scared. It's not business. It's not prosperity and wealth that's the enemy here. It's just politicians and their gene tactics.
Don, I wasn't saying that you're the enemy for doing that. What I'm saying is that business people and anybody that's being obedient to the state, whether you're a business person or an individual or whatever, the obedience is the problem.
It's a betting.
It's
I mean, you know, it's if you're giving money to an a criminal organization, I mean, you're abetting them. And you may do it because you don't want to, which is why I pay income taxes. I'm scared to death that they're going to come after me and take me away from my family. And, you know, with an 18-month-old, the only one working, it doesn't seem like the right thing to do right now.
Your 18-month-old is the only one working?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad.
I've got his little butt out there. He's mowing grass.
Wood. Right. Hey, Don, hey, tell me a little bit about the station you're listening on, because I love pirate radio stations, and it's always nice to hear that we're on them. So are we? You mentioned that you've listened to the show before, so how often are we on up there in Midville?
I've listened to you guys for, well, probably as long as you've been on. You've been on this station, I'd say probably, what, 3 or 4 years now, however long you've been on. I've listened to you since you began.
So 6 nights a week they've got us on, huh?
Just about every night that you're on, I've managed to catch a little bit of your show at least. It's a little pirate, I don't want to say pirate station, a little micro station, a fella up in the area here who's had he's butted heads with the federal government and he refuses to back down. He's a really good man.
Has he butted heads over the radio issue? Has it been the FCC he's butted heads with?
Minorly. It's mostly been over firearms.
I see.
And, you know, he's a courageous man. A lot of us. He's a Siamese cousin to a lot of us around here.
Well, good for him.
He's a really good guy, and I'm not going to say his name because I don't want to draw trouble.
Please don't. But just always nice. I'm a little fascinated with that sort of thing.
You can have him email Ian at freetalklive.com. He does love pirate radio stations.
Yeah, I'll add him to my list of affiliates.
Extra part 15 stations.
Community stations.
Then this guy would end up a hero of yours, I tell you, because he's quite. There's a movie in his life.
Anybody that is willing to stand up to the violence of the state, whether it's running a pirate radio station or refusing to pay taxes or refusing to obey or refusing to pay some sort of fine, they're heroes of mine. And I thank you, Don, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Even if I don't know who they are, they're heroic. 800-259-9231, because I wish more people would find that level of courage. I wish you would find it, Mark, and I wish more people who have families and things like that would find it and stand up and say, I have a family, and to hell with this, I'm not going to support this violent federal government with my family's money. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
In an ancient time, in a land where the fates of mortals were determined by gods, only one man had the courage to defy them all. Fear nothing, and let's show death and the gods alike that we're the ones to be afraid of. Odysseus, the Rebel. Coming this October from Big Head Press.
Pre-order the graphic novel for only $12.95. Visit comicshoplocator.com, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other fine booksellers.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL, you are paying way too much. It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider. DSL Extreme is fast. And at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees.
Certain restrictions apply.
Call 1-866-2-GET-NET. That's 1-866-2-GET-NET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1 week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science in Thompson, Illinois. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready. With a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science, go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
You've heard the Get the Tea commercials, and many people like our commercials, but I did notice something. What the heck is a toxin? So, here it is. A toxin is a poisonous substance that is capable of causing disease when introduced into the body. Formaldehyde, from seat cushions and particle board. How about carbon monoxide, furnace-burning propane, butane, disinfectants, perfume, mouthwash, glues, air fresheners, pesticides. Oh my gosh, even sugar is a toxin, according to Dr. Lau. It's a very addictive drug. It's time to fight back. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can get your trusty cell phone out and call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. And put in your order today. Lose weight, feel good, and be free of all these toxins. GetTheTea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing the toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI 800-259-9231. That's, again, the SACL CAI toll-free line. I'll tell you more about them here in a little bit. Again, 1-800-259-9231.
And audiblepodcast.com offers over 60,000 downloadable audiobooks. Most of them are unabridged. I couldn't tell you whether they all are. There's 60,000 of them, after all. But many of them are, you know, the big-time new releases. These aren't obscure authors or anything like that. So if you've been, you know, seeing books advertised or been in some bookstores, here's an opportunity to get a free audiobook. Try out the experience of listening to an unabridged audiobook and get it for free at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. That's the way you get the free one, is that /FTL in the end, audiblepodcast.com/FTL.
All right, so we continue here taking your phone calls. We go to Jeremy listening to KBYO in Louisiana. Jeremy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. Good to be with you.
Indeed, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, here in north central Louisiana, we have a new sheriff in LaSalle Parish, which you may remember from a couple years back with Gina, the Gina 6. It's that area in Louisiana.
I remember the Gina 6, but what I remember from LaSalle is that a Cadillac made a LaSalle.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right.
It's a very rural parish, very good people in this parish, but the sheriff has put out a full-page ad in the local newspaper, and he's telling everyone of the constituency that this outlaw biker gang is coming into town, and they're going to have drug trade going on. He's made a coalition between all of the local city police departments, the sheriff's office, everything down there, that if they're putting it out that if you're an outlaw biker and you come through town, you will be stopped, you will be arrested, just pretty much carte blanche. Unfortunately, their definition of an outlaw biker is pretty much anything from your standard, what you think of as an outlaw biker, down to a Harley owners group, rich urban biker. You've got patches on your jacket, you're an outlaw biker. If you're on a Harley or if you're on even a Harley clone like a Honda and it looks a certain way, you will be harassed. You'll be pulled over. You will have an illegal search. They will hold you. If they find anything, I think one of the guys that come through that was a patch holder, but he's not an outlaw biker. He's just a member of a club that has never been on the ATF radar or anything like that. He had a joint on him. They locked him up for 3 to 4 days over the weekend and didn't get out until Tuesday or Wednesday. The person that was riding with him had his diabetic, his emergency diabetic pen. They actually seized that. They said that he had an intravenous drug.
Oh, my gosh.
They put that out in the paper, and it's pretty much the bikers are the boogeymen, and we're going to clean this up. He's very young. He's trying to make a name for himself. The advocacy group here in Louisiana and pretty much all over the country, Abate, is planning some things. They've tried to respond back to the allegations and kind of give a point in the local newspaper in LaSalle Parish. Unfortunately, the local sheriff, the sheriff is doing all of this. His family owns the newspaper. So there is no...
Oh, the good old boys, the good old boys network is alive and well in America, huh?
Pretty much, yes.
Oh, that's frustrating. Now, what was the county this was
LaSalle.
In?
LaSalle.
LaSalle?
LaSalle Parish.
LaSalle. Do y'all have counties in Louisiana?
No, sir. We are Napoleonic law. We are parishes.
Parishes. Now, how is a parish? I'm sorry to get distracted here. I'm just curious.
I don't think most people know this.
How are parishes different from counties?
It's really not. It's just we are old French. I mean, we're still under Napoleonic law. There are some oddness with state law in Louisiana as far as elections and everything else that if you move here, it'll take you 5 years before you can actually understand it.
Okay.
But, right, so we have parishes.
So it's just another name for a county.
Right. So. We have a parish seat. We have this, that, and the other, and there's police juries, and I'm not going to get into the whole civics lesson, but
that's fine.
It's
fine.
Pretty much effectively the same thing.
It has nothing
to do with the old parochial or Catholic system. It's pretty much a county.
So let me see if I've understood you so far. You've got a brand new sheriff. He's a fairly young guy. He's trying to act all tough, tough on crime, et cetera, et cetera. And so he's decided to target anybody that looks like a biker that is on a, you know, presumably riding a motorcycle and looks, you know, rough and tumble as some bikers tend to. We've got patches on the jacket. That's good enough to pull. Just because you're a biker, it's probably going to be good enough to pull you over, harass you, illegally search you, and then, you know, take you to jail is what they want to do. They want to fill the cold cells with warm bodies. That's what the police are out there looking to accomplish. You're trying to get the word out in the local newspaper, but turns out his family owns the local newspaper. So am I right so far with understanding what you...
That is pretty much the long and short of it.
So here's what disturbs me the most about it, is that the good people of LaSalle Parish decided it was a good idea to elect the son of the person who owns the newspaper to the sheriff.
Well, who was the other choice?
Probably nobody.
I'm
not from LaSalle Parish, but, I mean, we're very spread out. If you're in Louisiana, you may drive 100 to 150 miles a day, you know, just going back and forth. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not, I mean, you have to drive to work. I actually commute 40 miles in myself, and I do a 90-mile trip day just because, and I'm out in the big middle of nowhere.
Gotcha.
But the big thing with that is previously, prior to this, maybe by about 4 months, apparently he's trying to claim that he's a victim of his own success as well. He did a huge drug sweep. I mean, huge. Early morning raids. He was on all the news channels as far as local news. He had them actually embedded, if you will. They came with, had, you know, shots of him going in, you know, hands-on sheriff.
Oh, God.
I mean, this individual's in his probably late 20s, early 30s. He's very young.
Sounds like a young Joe Arpaio.
Yeah, does he have gold braids on his petulants and, you know, wear like a General Patton hat? I mean, and carry a riding crop? I mean, this guy sounds like he's pretty full of himself.
Yeah, he's glorifying himself.
But he does evoke imagery of standing tall. He wants to be Buford Buzzer. I mean, it's pretty much there. I mean, I'm just expecting him to be showing up with like an axe handle or something. But he made a big grandstand about how he had rid The whole parish is a drug problem.
Nonsense. Nonsense.
Now, but here's the thing. Now there's this vacuum. There's this power vacuum. And these big, bad bikers are going to be coming in. So we need to do roadblocks. We need to, I mean, I've...
Wow,
just
that's
people
scary.
That are just weekend riders that, you know, can't even hardly do it. I mean, they won't even go to, like, a Hooters bike night or anything like that.
One of the most disturbing things about this situation, and like you say, you don't even live in LaSalle County, but one of the most disturbing things is that in a lot of cases, lawyers are too chicken-ass to go up against these police departments because they're afraid, you know, some lawyers are bikers themselves, but they're afraid of whatever the retaliation might be if they were to, I mean, because you're saying these are going to be illegal searches, and you're absolutely right, they are going to intimidate people into allowing searches or just go ahead and do the searches anyway. And it's going to be difficult for people to find lawyers unless you have some real ballsy attorneys in the area that are willing to take on this police department for doing things like roadblocks and essentially profiling people with motorcycles. It sounds like you'd have something that an attorney could take on and have some success with if they were courageous enough to do so. You know, if they weren't worried about having their tires slashed or their dog killed or whatever it is, the awful, violent thing that this sheriff's agents might attempt to perpetrate on an attorney that went after them. Do you know if there's anybody out there like that in the area?
Well, apparently, this past weekend, it's supposed to be coming on to the Abate of Louisiana's website. They're actually posting this. They're trying to work within the system. There are some out-of-state, quote-unquote, biker attorneys, because, I mean, they actually specialize in, you know, biker accidents, that kind of thing. They're trying to come in on this. They actually were supposed to have went down this weekend, official members of Abate, and they were just going to be having about 5 or 6 or 7 guys riding, and they were taking audio and visual equipment and video equipment, and they're trying to work within the system. Now, there was talks of, you know, well, why don't we just all get together, you know, and just go ride down there and just show people, you know, this is ridiculous.
I think that's a good idea. Show people.
Like, if you showed up with like 200 people down there, this guy's going to show up. See, they're coming. See, look, they're scary people.
Well, I think that they're not scary people. I think bikers are some of the most liberty-minded folks out there. I think that showing people how good bikers are in general is a good idea. And I hope you keep us up to date on what happens with this. I thank you for the call tonight at 800-259-9231. Bikers do charity events all the time and stuff like that. This would be a perfect opportunity to put together a charity event. Also, arm yourselves with video cameras when you're on your bike. Get something in your pocket you can pull out and record a scene. More coming
cameras
up. Hour 2's on the way.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL, you are paying way too much. It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider. DSL Extreme is fast. And at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees.
Service restrictions apply.
Call 1-866-2-GET-NET. That's 1-866-2-GET-NET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.